Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. I want to share a message with you today that I like to call the truth versus the facts. We live in a world where we are inundated with facts day and night. Facts that come across the newspaper or the news reports of television, of radio. And yet, we find in the Word of God a higher truth than the facts that we are presented with day in and day out. In fact, there is a truth that will overcome any fact you may be facing today. In John 8, verses 31 and 32, we find the words of Jesus. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The word truth there very simply means, from the Greek, the reality lying at the base of an appearance. The reality lying at the base of an appearance. You know, a fact is defined as something that has actually happened or something stated as being true. I'm sure you remember the old television series called Dragnet, and the main character, Joe Friday, was well known for saying, "Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts." And he was saying to the witness to state what they saw actually happening or what they knew or thought to be true. And a fact is something that has actually happened or something that's stated as being true. We have an enemy of our soul called Satan. And the Bible tells us that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And he goes about stating things as being true or stating things as being factual that are often not true at all or only are partly true. So the facts that we're going to deal with today are things that you have experienced or have actually happened in your life or something that you have believed to be the truth. And yet the truth of God's word and the truth of Jesus, because the scriptures tell us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that truth can overcome any fact in your life today. Any fact you've been dealing with for years. Any fact that you have believed to be true about yourself. The truth can overcome the facts because the truth is the reality lying at the base of the appearance of your facts. You know that truth in all its fullness is embodied in Jesus. Here's a fact that was stated in a newspaper some years ago, and yet the reality lying at the base of the appearance of these facts was the complete opposite. Some years ago, the story came out in the newspaper of a pauper who had lived in a particular city and was well known in that area because this person dressed in rags and pushed a shopping cart around filled with rags and other pieces of junk that this person would collect and lived in a hovel, just absolutely pauper to everyone's thought. Everyone would have agreed. They live like a pauper. This person looks like a pauper. They are a pauper. However, the reality that was lying at the base of this appearance of being a pauper was that this individual was actually a millionaire. In fact, and in truth, this individual had over $1 million in the bank. And this was some years ago, and it's worth quite a bit more now. But the reality lying at the base of the appearance of this situation was this person was a millionaire. This person possessed great wealth. And yet, the fact was this individual lived as a pauper. The fact was this person looked like a pauper. The fact was that they acted and, to all appearances, were a pauper. And yet, the reality lying at the base of this appearance was this person was quite wealthy. And this is the same situation that people face in life every day. There may be certain facts in your life that appear perfectly true, and yet the reality lying at the base of the appearance of your fact is quite a bit different. When Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," the word "make you free" there means to liberate or to exempt you from liability or to deliver you. So you could simply say that if you abide in Jesus' word, as he said in verse 31 of John 8, and then you shall know the truth, and that truth shall liberate you. That truth shall exempt you from liability. That truth shall deliver you. Do you have some facts in your life that you need to have the truth liberate you from? You need to have the truth exempt you from those facts? Do you need to have some truth totally set you free? Jesus has a truth for your fact. Jesus has a truth that will liberate you from the bondage of the fact that you may be dealing with. Jesus has a truth that will exempt you from the liability of your current facts. The truth will set you free. The truth will make you free. Here's an example that we see in Scripture where the truth met the facts and the truth overcame the facts. We're very familiar with the story of Jairus and his daughter. In Luke 8, verse 41, we find this story. "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was the ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, and he begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him." And then the next few verses go on to say how Jairus' mission was temporarily aborted. He's trying desperately to get to Jesus, to have him come and heal his daughter, and some woman muscled in on his territory, you could say, taking a hold of Jesus' garment and getting a healing that she desperately believed Jesus could provide. And while Jesus was speaking to this person and telling the lady, "Be of good cheer, your faith has made you well," while he was still speaking, it says in verse 49, "Someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, 'Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher.'" Now let me tell you something. Jairus was suddenly confronted with a fact. The fact was his daughter was dead. And yet here in this story, we see the fact of the daughter's death coming against the truth that Jesus is the healer. Those two, the fact and the truth, collide right here in Luke chapter 8. Jesus, in verse 50, when he heard it, he answered him saying, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well." There's the truth. She will be made well. Jairus is dealing with the fact, "My daughter is dead." Do you have a fact in your life that's staring you in the face, looking as real and as permanent and as final as could be? Let your fact collide with the truth of God's word, and the truth will overcome the fact. The condition of freedom, remember, that we saw in John 8, was that if you abide in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the condition of freedom for you, with your specific fact that you may be dealing with, is that you need to continue, remain, or abide in God's word. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will liberate you, will set you free from your fact, will take away the liability or exempt you from liability of that fact, or it will deliver you from the fact that you're dealing with. Here Jesus gave us some more insight when he spoke to Jairus. When Jairus is confused confronted with the fact of his daughter's death, Jesus gives him this vital advice. He said, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well." In order for Jairus to receive liberation from the fact that he just received, the fact of his daughter's death, how will that death be overcome? How will that fact be overcome? It'll be overcome with the truth. Well, Jesus told him the truth, she'll be made well. But here was the condition for him to receive that truth, overcoming power of the truth, taking care of the fact he had to deal with. The first thing was, fear not. Don't let the devil rob the truth from you by parading the fact in front of your face, in front of your mind, in your heart, in your emotions. Fear not. You cannot let fear grip you when you're dealing with difficult facts. If you allow fear to overcome you, to overwhelm you, to get a grip on you, the truth will be robbed from you. So Jesus had to warn him immediately when he was faced with that fact, do not enter into fear, or do not allow fear to take a hold of you. He immediately said to him, fear not, do not allow fear to have a grip on you. So that's vital for you to receive your freedom or to have your fact liberated into by the truth, is you cannot allow fear to take hold of you. And it will happen if you allow Satan to parade the fact in front of your mind day and night. You're sick, you're going to die, you have a terminal illness. Whatever the fact that's trying to present itself to you, you have to resist that fear in the name of Jesus. Jesus gave Jairus those instructions when he was confronted with the fact of his daughter's death. The second instruction that Jesus gave to Jairus here was only believe. You have to make the decision that regardless of the fact you are facing right now, that you are going to only believe the Word of God, that you will believe only. And what will you believe? The same thing that we're told in John chapter 8. If you abide in my word, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, that means if you continue, if you remain, if you hold steadfast to my word, then you'll know the truth. And that means then you'll perceive and understand the truth. And that truth will liberate you. That truth will make you free. That truth will remove the liability or exempt you from the liability of the fact you are facing. Jesus gave Jairus two vital commands in order for him to receive the truth overpowering the fact he dealt with of his daughter's death. That is how Jairus received. He immediately decided, I'm not going to fear. The word of the Lord came to him, don't fear. He secondarily decided he was going to believe only. The word of the Lord came to him, believe only. You must do the same if you're going to have the truth overtake your fact and change it. That was how Jairus received. Remember that truth is the reality lying at the base of an appearance. And Jesus is the embodiment of all truth. Jairus' daughter's death was a fact, but Jesus being the healer was the truth. They went on in this story in Luke chapter 8. When he went into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and the mother of the girl. Now let me stop there for a moment. There are times when you can permit no one to go in with you. When you're dealing with facts that are overwhelming, you can't permit anyone to go in to that place with you except people who can believe with you. Because just moments before, Jesus had told Jairus, do not be afraid, only believe. And then when he came to the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Why was that? Verse 52 gives us a clue. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he, Jesus, said Do not weep, she's not dead but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. The people there were hanging on to the facts. Jesus wouldn't let any of those people who were hanging on to the facts come in to the place where the truth and the facts were going to collide. You have to understand that if you're going to have the truth overcome your fact of your life right now, you're going to have to put out all unbelief. Jesus put out everybody was not believing. They all believed the fact that she was dead, and he only allowed his close disciples in. And then, when he did that, he was able to speak to her and say, "Little girl, arise." And then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. If you want to have your facts changed by the truth of the Word of God, do not allow fear to enter in. Believe God's Word only. Remove every situation or even people or input that are contrary to the truth of the Word of God or that will encourage you to keep looking at the facts. You're going to have to remove that even from your own heart. The truth can make you free, set you free, liberate you from the facts you're facing if you'll hold fast and abide in the Word of God. You know, the Scriptures call us to be people of the truth or people of the Word of God. And we live in a land where people are, you could say, people of the lie. People who believe the world system and the world's way of thinking and do not accept the Bible as being the Word of God and the truth of God can be called people of the lie. We don't want to be people of the lie. We want to be people of the truth. And if you're going to be a person of the truth, you're going to have to hold fast to the Word of God in every situation that you face. The truth is that Jesus does heal. Exodus 15:26, "I am the God that healeth thee." Psalm 107:20 tells us that he sent forth his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That is the truth. The facts are people die of cancer every day, but the truth can overcome the facts. The truth is, according to Isaiah 61:1-3, that God binds up the brokenhearted. And in Joel, we see that he restores the years the locust has eaten. That's the truth. But there are facts in this world that many people's lives have been shattered by broken homes, through abandonment, by abuse of the most wicked kind, by neglect. And yet all these facts are used by the enemy, the liar, Satan, who likes to take these facts and tries to sell people these facts as their lifelong identity. And yet, when God's truth is applied, that God will bind up your broken heart, that he'll restore the years the locust has eaten in your life, and then that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that a person who's in Christ, somebody who comes to Jesus, are made into a completely new creation, and the old is gone, the shattered life is gone, the broken heart is gone, the broken home, the abandonment, the abuse, the neglect is gone, and the new has come. That is what happens when the truth is applied to the facts of a broken life. If you are someone today who has been the victim of shattered dreams, broken hearts, a broken home, neglect or abuse in some way, God wants you to apply the truth of His Word over your facts, and the truth will change your facts. You can become a new creation, a new person, someone who the old has literally passed away and the new has come. You're a new person, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Satan wants to tell you that you are the person who's the abandoned, the neglected, the victimized, the downtrodden, and that's your identity for life. That may have been a past fact, but God has good news. The truth is that your life can be made completely new, and that goes for your emotions, as well as your mind, as well as your personal history. You get a new history with Jesus. You get a new life with Jesus. I don't care if you've been in prison for child molestation. I don't care if you have been a pornographer, if you have been a person who's been molested. No matter what your state in life is right now, whether those facts are the case for you or not, the truth is Jesus can set you free today. Jesus can heal your broken heart today. Jesus can heal your broken body today. Jesus can restore wasted years today. If you'll take His truth into your life and resist the facts and make them bow to the truth of God's Word, that He's a healer, He's a restorer, He is the balm of Gilead. That means He can heal you of any wound that you may have, whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual. God instructs us in His Word that we're not to meditate on past history. When we have come into Christ, we've come into a new place, we've taken on the Word of God as the truth for us, we're not to look at our past history. If you're a Christian, you are not to meditate on your past. Luke 9:62, Jesus said that when someone puts his hand to the plow, that they're not to look back. Don't look back. If you've taken on the life of Christ in you, the hope of glory, you are not to look back. Jesus says, as far as our sins go, that He throws them into the sea of forgetfulness and He remembers them no more. You're not to remember them anymore either. We have a beautiful promise in Isaiah 43:18 that tells us that we are not to remember the past or dwell on the past, but instead we're to realize that God's done a new thing in our lives. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, He's done a new thing, and He wants you to perceive it or get a hold of it or take a hold of it for yourself. Jesus is a great and wonderful healer and restorer. Isaiah 43:18 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Has your life been a desert? Have there been facts of your life that have made your life a desolate place, a desert, so to speak? The Lord says that He'll make waters run in your desert. He'll make rivers flow in your desert. He will cause a new thing to spring forth in your life if you will become a person of the truth instead of a person of the lie. The lie is you can never change. The lie is God will never accept you because of your sins. The lie is you will always be in bondage. The truth is Jesus can set you free today and desires to set you free and wants to heal you and longs to restore you to a love relationship with the Father. No matter how far you have fallen away from God, the truth of God's love and the truth of His Word will overwhelm, overcome, defeat the facts in your life and bring you into a new place, a place where the truth brings freedom to you. God wants to set you free today. No matter what you've been through, no matter what facts have presented themselves in your life, the truth of God's Word is truer and more powerful than any fact you may be facing. If you've never given your life to God, or if you've been far from the Lord and fallen away, make a decision today that you are going to accept His truth as being what is the important thing in your life. Let it become the reality for your life. Don't let the facts rule you anymore, the facts of your past. Let the truth free you. Don't let the facts rule you. The truth will overcome the facts if you'll take a hold of them today. Pray with me right now. Say, "Father, I see that Your Word is truth, and You, by submitting myself right now to Your truth, You promised that You'd make me free. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me of my sins. Deliver me from bondage. Cleanse me of all past wickedness in my life. I give myself to You." God loves you. God will lead you into a victorious life. Stay with Him. He is the truth that will make you free. God bless you. This is Rita Langland, encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.